Haben wir halt vor mich nur Rabbi Shir Omer, hieß es Nida she yashvu im hatoher bemitta. If a Nida sitting on a bed with another woman. Now he brings Nida avia, but the same would apply to a zav or a zava. I saw one of the other mafushim says they just use a Nida because it was the way of women to sit on the bed and chat with other women. It's not really the way of men to do that. So anyway, they're sitting on the bed together. And the bed is not fixed to the floor, brings the kati, that's important. Then says the Mishnah, Kippah Shebarosha Tama Midras, even the cap on her head of the pure person will become impure if the bed's not fixed to the floor. This is according to Rabbi Yeshua. Yashva Besfina, if they're sitting in a small boat, Kalim Shebarosh Hanais, the vessels that are on top of the boat's mast, Shebesfina, Tamei Midras, will also become Tamei Midras. So Rabbi Yeshua is actually disagreeing with the opinion that we brought in 3.1. Because here he's saying that the impurity even extends to what's... Everyone would agree it would extend to the pure people on the boat and to their clothes. He's saying even if there was stuff like on top of the mast of this... If there was a mast in the middle of the boat, a small boat, what was on top of the mast will become impure. Whereas the Chachamim would say, no, it wouldn't extend that far. It would only extend to the other person on the boat. Nutelis arava milah begadim. If she takes a trough full of clothes, she picks up a heavy load. Bizman shem masan kavad. If they're heavy, if it's heavy, tmein. So then they are impure with regard to midras impurity. And the reason being that the load weighs her down, so it's as if she's leaning or hanging onto the load because it weighs her down. Clearly it's going to be impure anyway because of carrying, because she carries it. But this is now, is it also impure because of midras? Says the Mishnah, if it's heavy, yes. Bizman shemasan kal, if it's light, tohorin. Then it will only be impure to the level of carrying, not to the level of midras. Zav shehikish al ketsutra. If a zav knocks against a balcony, he like bumps into it. The nafal kikah shel truma, and a loaf of truma bread that was lying on the balcony falls off. Tahor, the loaf is pure, and the reason being says the kati that the balcony is firm, so it's not presumed that the loaf fell off owing to but just the vibration of what he did made it fall off, but not that he like lifted it or properly moved it in any way.